So what our goal is to burn this mortgage the 4th of July, and we're going to invite everybody to come and be a part of that, be a celebration for our Independence Day, but for that. And so I thank you. I thank you and applaud you for that. And then I want to say this. It is George and I's anniversary. We were married right here 23 years ago, right here on this day. And there's several of you that are here that attended our wedding. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that we're still here, that the church is still going on. I'm thankful for each one of you. Thank you.
All right. Always good to hear about progress, isn't it? Yeah. People advancing, moving forward. And I liked what he said. He said, we just trusted the Lord, you know, had a $200,000 debt and then down to $160,000 debt, now down to a $6,000 debt. That's what happens when he trusts God. You know, I see so oftentimes of people that are striving to get to a certain point in life, you know, whether it's achieving a goal of finances or whether it's overcoming a sickness or whether it's overcoming some other problem in life. I know there's a lot of problems. And I see this real often. I noticed Friday over at Special Olympics, and that's a special day for me. Out of all the things this church sponsors, that's my favorite. I'll just be plain about it, our help sponsor. And to see those children with those problems that they have, and they're working to overcome these things. You know, they're having a good day, and they're making the best out of each and every day they have. You know, they've got disabilities that's just unheard. You know, you see them wheelchairs and crutches and hobbling along and so many things, but they just continue to press forward, you know, and that's what God would have us to do as Christians. I don't see anybody here that's got the problems those kids had over there. I'm telling you, you know, they were a bunch of them with a lot of problems. I want to talk today a little bit about moving ahead and overcoming obstacles that seem like blocks our way. If y'all, any of y'all ever have a thing, you know, you're wanting to do this, and it just seems like everything's blocking it and everything's going against it, making it a hardship. And I know the secret to overcoming that. It's already been mentioned here more than once about trusting God. And I want to talk about that this morning. I want to bring the message that can change somebody's life this morning. I believe we've got it. I believe we got the message from God that could change somebody's life. I already feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's already starting to work and work with people's hearts and to bring this word to them that they might overcome some problem that they're facing in this life. I don't know everybody's problem, but God knows every one of you. He knows every problem. He knows every sadness. He knows every joy and every happiness that you got. I want to look back in the Old Testament, if you'll turn with me, and I want to talk about the children of Israel. They'd been down in Egypt for some several years, and God decided that's enough. He said, I'm going to lead them out. And as he started to bring them out, they were under the leadership of God. If you read in this, they had a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And as long as they'd focus and follow that cloud and that fire, they were going in the right direction. So God had a plan for them. And so we start reading in this and start understanding. I want to back up a little bit to something I brought here Wednesday night because I think it's important for everybody to hear this. So in Exodus chapter 14, if you'll turn with me, Exodus chapter 14, I'm going to start in verse 10. And so the plan was made that he plagued Pharaoh to the point that he was glad to see the people leave at once. He said, just get out. I can't stand anymore. He said, you've killed our nation. You've ruined things for us. And so when Pharaoh let them go, they started to discuss and look at each other and said, why did we do that? Said, this is our labor force. This was our slaves that we had down here. Why did we set them free? And so it's because God had put them in that mind, but then God's going to change their mind, and they're going to go after them, and they're going to try to bring them back. You know, when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have a promise of eternal life from that day forward. Now, that don't mean that Satan won't try to hinder you and put things in front of you, hindering your away to the promised land. So God came in to Egypt and he told his children, he said, I promise this land. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. It was a land of great riches and wealth over there. They were going to have a better time. And I start seeing today that, you know, I see people in a state today that sometimes I don't understand because God intends for us to be a happy, joyful people. I believe that's God's plan. I think it pleases God. He looks down and sees one of His children laughing, enjoying life, and doing the best they can. But to do this, we have to trust God. Now, God starts these children out of Egypt, and I want you to understand they had needs just as we have needs. And I got thinking about all the way through this wilderness, God starts working on these children, and He starts training them, teaching them to trust Him in all things. They had to trust Him for food. He fed them with manna. They had to trust Him for water, water out of the rock. They had to trust Him for leadership and guidance. And all the way through, He's training them, just trust God. Now, when we come down to our problems, and it may not seem as big as a problem that these people had, but I want you to know it's just as big in our lives. So in Exodus chapter 14, verse 10, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord." First thing I noticed in verse 10, the problem was, where were the children of Israel looking? They were looking back. They were looking back and seeing the enemy. They're supposed to be looking forward, following the leadership of God. When you start looking back in life, that brings fear sometimes, don't it? When you think about what your eye gets off of God, your eye gets off the cross, and all of a sudden you're in a position you're not seeing anything but the enemy. So they were seeing these enemy. God had hardened their hearts that they were going to press forward, and they fully intended to bring these children of God back down to Egypt. But it's not going to happen. God said, "I set you free. You're free indeed." That's the words of Jesus. In verse 11, "And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptian? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptian than that we should die in the wilderness." You know, they'd already changed their mind. They've got a promised land. God said, "I've given you this property. I've gave you this land. All you got to do is go possess it." And they start saying, "Well, I wish we'd have stayed down in Egypt. I wish we'd have stayed slaves." I want to encourage each and everybody here today, don't stay in Egypt. Don't continue to be a slave to sin or something that's hindering your life from going where God has promised you. In verse 13, "And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He shall show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." And the promise of God's given about this enemy that's following them, that's chasing them. He said, stand still and see the salvation of God. And I thought about the opportunity we have today to come in the house of God and something change in our life, that He moves some obstacle out of our way or makes a way for us to go through it. Now, God don't always take away the problem, but He'll help you through it every time. In verse 17... or verse 16, "But lift up thy rod and stretch thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." So the situation they found themselves in, they're backed up against the Red Sea. They see the enemy coming behind them, and it looks like no chance of escape. But I want you to know, nothing's impossible with God. God can change every situation in life. God can change whatever place you're in today. So here they are against the Red Sea, the enemy coming up. I'm sure it brought fear to all of them. They didn't know what they were going to do, but they had to trust God. They had to trust God. Now, I'm telling you, I've never been to the Red Sea, but I've had situations in life I didn't know how I was going to get through it. I didn't know what I was going to do. But when I started to trust God, He made the way. That's where we need to be today, that we trust God, whatever it might be. That last thing, that last hardship, that last hurdle we have to get over, that you've kind of held to yourself. You know, that you've tried to work through it on your own accord. You've tried by your power to take care of it, and nothing's changing. I'm telling you, God can make the way, and God only can make the way. Up against the Red Sea. Enemy coming behind. I love these verses. Verse 17, "And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen." God said, "I'm going to have honor out of this enemy." He's going to get honor out of the enemy that's following you today. God can get honor from that. "And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen." So here they are, and God promises. I'm telling you, I'd rather have the promise of God than anything else I could imagine, because that's for absolute, and that's for sure. So here they are, the Red Sea up here, the enemy coming behind. They need help. They need help. I'm telling you, when they start crying out to God and looking to God for leadership and guidance, He provides a way. So many times today we forfeit or we don't take advantage of what God tells us. He said, ask and you shall receive. And for all these problems that people face day after day after day and trying to settle them on their own accord, they can't be settled. These children of Israel, no way they could part this water, but God can. Maybe you're in a position that there's no way you can take care of your problem, but God can. In verse 19, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. When I read that verse, it gets me excited. When I think about an enemy or some sickness or some disease that's trying to overtake me, when I read this and learned that the angel of God, the power of God, the pillar of cloud went behind them and between them and the enemy. It's good to know that God's standing between you and that enemy, isn't it? I'm glad to know that God stands between you and the problems that you face each and every day. He went behind the children of Israel so He could be between them, to separate them. I'm glad I've got a God that separates me from the problems and troubles of this world. We've all got them. If you don't have them today, just wait till tomorrow. In verse 20, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Now this is the power of God illustrated, a great miracle, and we still serve a God of miracles this day and time. I'm telling you, there might be something hindering you, something in your way, but God can divide it. God can put you through it. He may not take it away from you. He may not spare you from it, but you can go through it. Now understand this. In verse 22, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And I got to thinking about a great sea, waters rolled up on both sides, and they had this alleyway to walk down, and God said, go through it. God had made the way for them to cross the Red Sea, just as God will make the way for you to do today, to get through whatever's in front of you. He'll divide it. He'll walk you through it. He didn't take them around it. He didn't take them over. He helped them through it. And that's what we need to understand this day in life. God don't ever always take all the problems away, but He will get you through it. Understand, God had led them to the Red Sea for this purpose, that they might truly trust Him as God and His deliverance. What have you got today that you've held that you hadn't truly trusted God to take care of? You think about it in your mind. In front of you that hinders you from the promised land that God promised, from the happiness and joy. I'm telling you, God can part the seas, and God can part your trouble today and put you through it on the way to the promised land. You'll find out He wiped out the Egyptians. Shana, you come up here. Shana's going to sing, He'll Make the Way. It started early this morning, people talking about the power of God and God making a way. Jim mentioned it again with the raising of the money. I'm telling you, whatever it is that you've got that you're holding on to that you hadn't truly let God take hold of, this will be the day and the time that you just come up and say, God, this is what's hindering me. This is what's holding me back. I'm going to ask that you divide it and help me through it. I'm not going to say He's going to take it away, but He'll help you through it without a doubt. Whatever it may be, I don't know everybody's problems. I don't know everybody's hearts, everybody's mind. But I know God. I know my God that can do miracles again to today. Everybody stand. Shane's going to sing a verse song. You need to sing, pray. You come on up here. There'll be somebody glad to meet you up here and pray with you. You've got an obstacle, something in front of you.
Looking for answers. You need a way out. You've been trapped in that trial. full of sorrow and doubt.
Somebody need to come. God's calling.
He saw a trickle of sunlight, but you found no escape. Just hold on to his promises. He said that he'd make a way.
Yeah, he'll make a way.
He'll make a way in the middle of nowhere, when it seems no one really cares. He is there by your side. He'll make a way when you feel Satan closing. Don't give up, don't give in. He'll make a way right on time.
Amen, God's calling.
Standing at the Red Sea.
Hey, amen.
No place to go.
God's going
to
open it up for you.
Pharaoh's army was closing in. They'd soon overthrow. Right out of nowhere,
amen,
came a mighty strong hand. He rolled back the waters and made a way out again. He'll make a way in the middle of nowhere, when it seems no one really cares. He is there by your side. He'll make a way when you feel Satan closing. Don't give up, don't give in. He'll make a way right on time.
I believe we got some things out of the way this morning. I don't know if we got them all out of the way, because sometimes people are a little bit stubborn. They don't listen to God all the time. I've been there myself. I know how it is. You put it off and say, well, I'll get out of this service and it'll be past. I believe I preached something this morning that's not going to go away easy. That heartburn won't be cured by Tums.
Amen.
Amen. Tums won't phase it. Rolaids won't help it, because God's word's been preached. If you've got something that's hindering you from the promises of God, He'll make the way, just as she has seen. He'll make the way. And you know, I can't speak for everybody that don't know your heart, but I know my heart. And I think I've done and presented what God had had me to preach this morning to God's people. That's the message. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll just be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we've come humbled this morning by your power, your authority, the feel that we have by the Holy Spirit, the uplifting and the strengthening that we can continue to move forward for the cause of Christ. We thank you, God, for another church day, another church service that we've come. We worship, we praised you, and give you honor and glory in all things, because we know and understand it's you, Father. It's not about us, but it's about you. Lord God, be with us as we continue this day, and just bless us in our efforts to move forward for the cause of Christ. We thank you for all you've done and all the promise you've given. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody's dismissed.